Blog Talk Radio.
Be starting something. guys, and good morning, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And again, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome. Our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you for tuning in to the show as well. Now, you can follow the show, guys, daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you are on my show right now at Blog Talk Radio, you should see an icon there that says Follow This Show. Go ahead and click on that and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis, as well as Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can go into your account and search for The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. Go ahead and become friends of the show there. And then, as well as Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow me on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. Now, I've had so much going on the last couple of days that I haven't been able to do a show. And if you guys have missed that, I'm sorry, but that's just me. That's the way it failed, okay? And I had so much going on yesterday and the day before that I wasn't able to do a show. But I'm here today, and we're rocking and rolling, and again, hey, let's get this thing going. Let's get off to a great start. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode is entitled, Before I get into this, how cold is it in Atlanta? Okay? It is cold in Atlanta. I think 17 this morning, something like that. But right now, it's a beautiful day. I mean, the sun's shining bright, and, you know, it's no real wind blowing right now. Cold. It's chilly. And, but everything is, it looks like a bright spring day. Y'all with me? But it's cold out, all right? So all I say with that is make sure you wear plenty of clothes, you know, a couple of shirts or whatever. Make sure you cover up your head with a good warm hat, a scully that you can pull down over your head and over your ears. These scullies are probably the best thing you can wear, you know, this time of year when it's cold like this. I mean, you can put this, you can put a scully on. I mean, I have a scully on right now, and I'm sitting here in, you know, inside, but I've been outside, but I still have my scully on. But the scully keeps you warm, okay? If you pull that thing down over your head and over your ears, and then, say, for instance, you might have some type of hooded coat on or whatever, and you could pop that hood up over that, close it up good around your neck, and walk into wherever you have to go. So, guys, please, please, cover up as much as you can and try to stay as warm as you can, okay? I know a lot of people are talking about, I don't want to run my heater at the house. Well, and it's all because of money. Well, you know what? Even if you don't run your heater, the gas company going to charge you, okay? So, and my mom used to tell us this all the time. You better turn that heat on because we got to pay the bill anyway, so we may as well use it. And that's me. I have to keep my girls comfortable and myself comfortable, so I keep my heat turned to a decent temperature all the time. Okay, but anyway, again, bundle up, guys, and stay warm. Today's episode is entitled "Professionalism in Sports." What is it? What is it about professionalism in sports? And the reason I wanted to talk about this is because I talked to a few people, and a lot of people don't seem to understand the professionalism in sports as far as professional sports. Professional sports is it's professional. And when you're a professional, you have to carry yourself as a professional. And what's good about it is that once you get to be a professional in your area, and it doesn't matter if it's sports or if you're a lawyer or accountant or a doctor or, you know, anything like that. Those are professions. Those people are professionals at what they do. All right, and it doesn't matter if it's a lawyer or a basketball player, you have to conduct yourself in a professional manner, okay? If not, you're going to get fines and you're going to get suspensions and all this kind of stuff. And the reason I wanted to do this show is because of what happened over the weekend with the Seattle Seahawks cornerback, the football player for the Seattle Seahawks. It's been all over the news, all over the sports shows. And I think it was very unprofessional. I think it was very immature. And that shouldn't be tolerated in professional sports. And the reason I say that is because, let's say, for instance, we were playing basketball. I use basketball because I played basketball. Let's say we were playing basketball together, and we were playing to see who goes to the championship. Okay. And I'm getting ready to take a last-second shot. I, you know, drive to the basket, getting ready to take a last-second shot. If I hit this shot, we'll win and go to the championship. If I don't, you guys win and go to the championship. Now, I drive to the basket, and you block my shot, okay? You block the shot, so I didn't score, so that means we go home. We don't go to the championship. But you guys do. Once you block my shot, now you want to talk smack to me and give me an elbow. Okay? That's totally unprofessional. Okay? Totally unprofessional. And the key here is to being able to control yourself. I understand that, you know, there are a lot of emotions that go on in football and basketball, all these different sports. But at the same time, you still have to understand who you are, where you are, what stage you're on, and that, you know, you got 17, 18 different video cameras that are picking up, you know, anything that you do. And so with that being said, you have to be a professional at what you do. I think what happened after the game on Sunday was totally uncalled for. And it made me feel bad, okay? One, because I'm an African-American, and he's an African-American, and what he was doing was targeting an African-American. So, you know, this is professional. This is professional sports. The kids shouldn't see or hear stuff like this in professional sports. But they do, so they end up taking that with them onto their playing field and do the same thing. We have a caller from the 404 area code, the first three digits of 328. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, Frank, my name is Laura. I'm calling from Atlanta. I'm just really vehemently against what you just said because, I mean, we're playing football here. It's football. And, you know, these guys out there banging, and, I mean, they're going to the Super Bowl. There's so much emotion. This would have never been blown out of proportion if they didn't have all that crap on the field. They didn't have Mike right in his face right after the play. You know, I think that's uncalled for. I mean, this is football. Yeah, it's a profession, but these guys aren't role models. You can't expect just because they're on TV, they got to be a role model to the kid. You know, the parents need to keep these kids in check. And I just blame the media for this whole thing. The pat on the back, on his butt, and whatever he said to him, that would have been between them. And we don't know nothing about what happened before. I mean, dude said this dude had been talking all kind of noise and all type of crap, you know, before the game. We don't know none of the other side of the story. And I think it's grossly unfair for this guy to be getting all this flack. True, I agree with you. It might have been, you know, immature and stuff, but when you're in the heat of the moment and in the motion of the game, like football, you expect these guys to slam into each other, and then the next second they're supposed to act like some kind of priest or something. I mean, all kind of crap be going on that field, and I just think it's the media's issue. You know, they shouldn't be all in their faces like that. You got to give the people time to compose themselves. That's my point. I just think it's football, it's a rough game, and, you know, they're trying to turn them into a bunch of, I don't even know what's politically correct word to say, but I think it's crazy how the media is blowing this thing up. And since we don't know the other side of it, I think this dude is getting a really bad rap. That's all I want to say about it.
Okay, well, thank you for your comment. I will respond. Do you want to stay on the air or you like to just listen?
No, you can respond. I'm done. I just continue to listen to the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, thanks for calling. Well, I understand the caller and what's being said here. I guess the other part is, let's see, I can't seem to get this caller off my, I can't seem to get it off of hold here on the show. Caller, you're still up on the show live, so let me do this. Please call back in. I need to drop your call, so please call back in. Some type of technical difficulties going on. But what I'm saying is that when you have professionals, okay, and I understand it's football and all this and that, you know, the way football is, I understand how emotional you can get in football. You've been playing this game for years. You've been in college playing this game for years. You've been playing the game for years in professional sports. But you have to realize that the media is going to try to blow anything out of proportion that you have. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for stories. Okay? They're looking for stories. So you have to be accountable for that. You have to be conscious of that. You have to be conscious of that at all times. These professionals, these guys in football, basketball, all this type stuff, have to be careful with what they do. People in TV, you can't go out in the streets, okay? And it's happened many a times. I've seen it many a times where you go out in the streets to a restaurant. I'm saying street. I ain't saying literally streets. I'm saying you go out into the streets into to a restaurant or something, and someone sticks a microphone in your face. And maybe you've been drinking or whatever, and you say some bad stuff and this and that. They're going to take that and run with it because they have a story now. They think they understand how you are, what you think, okay? And they're going to run with that. So people do it all the time. They get in this setting where they're out to dinner and they think that, this unrecorded, so to speak. It's not on the record, okay? It's off the record. And people say things. But as being a part of the media and being in media, these guys are looking for stories. That's their only thing, is to look for stories. Now, once this incident happened and they went into the locker room, now they get in front of the media, and the media, everybody's in there, everybody's asking these same questions, and he continues to belittle this guy. Now I'm going to tell you something. Everybody on the first, all the starters, whether it's on defense or offense, in professional football, all these guys are all pros. So as mediocre, he's calling the guy mediocre, that's not even close. All right? The guy's a professional receiver in professional football. Okay? He can't be mediocre. All right? And I think it's just a jab at him. And at the same time, I think, too, that they have more than just that game going on between them. I think there's more between these guys than we know, not just that game, that play. It may be something that happened 2 years ago, a year ago, anything. But I believe that something happened between those two to build so much animosity, okay? And I also heard that there was an incident and a videotaped incident that happened even after that. Now, the guy from the Seattle Seahawks, now he comes on this morning or yesterday or whatever, and he apologized. Okay? He apologized. He apologized because his boss got in his butt about what happened. Because this is a team, football is the ultimate team sport. Now he's gone and he's taken all the emphasis off the team, which is the team is the one that's going to the Super Bowl, not just him. He couldn't do it by himself. So he's taking all the emphasis off of the team. Now all the emphasis are on him. Now all the media is looking at him. When he gets to New York, it's going to be about him. His jersey sales have gone up. He's like number 10 in the NFL right now in jersey sales when he was way down the ladder before the incident. We feed off that. We feed off that negative stuff. That's what happens. I don't agree with it. I know some people out there don't agree with me, but I don't agree with what he did. I think it was totally, totally unprofessional. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Join me tomorrow, 10 a.m. for the Frank Williams Show. And again, guys, thank you for tuning in, and take care of yourselves. Stay warm, and I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, 10 o'clock.